Good afternoon, everyone. You're listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy. My name is Sally Kalen. Thank you for listening in. I am so glad you are here, guys. If you are not following me on Instagram, please head over there right now and follow me and message me and let me know, hey, I've listened to your podcast. I'm here. I love to see all your messages, and I'm just so grateful that you are finding these podcasts over the last couple of years so helpful. And if you would like to work with me, please DM me over there as well. The new website is going to be up soon. We've got the old one up still. You can contact me through there, but I am happy to reply to you on the DMs and book that free call for you over on Instagram. Sally Kalen, come on over. So I thought today I would chime in on the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard case. Now, I wasn't going to talk about this because, I don't know, there's a part of me thinking everybody's chiming in. Is this something I really want to talk about? But I've had a lot of people asking me, what do you think about this whole case and what's your thoughts on it? And so I thought I would share my thoughts on it. I'm not going to make this a long podcast, but I feel like, you know, because a lot of people have asked me, I thought, you know what, I'll do the podcast and I'll share some of my thoughts here because I have been in a toxic relationship myself. And I think it's just always good, isn't it, to share our thoughts and feelings on these things as well. I think, you know, we can relate to things like this. We've all found ourselves in different situations at times in our life where we haven't shown up as the best version of ourselves. And, you know, this, what's going on with Johnny Depp, Amber Heard, is certainly interesting to say the least. So I'm just going to share with you my thoughts, just putting out there in what I actually feel. And I don't obviously know what the outcome will be, but from where I stand and looking in on it and based on my own experience of working with clients over the years of healing, you know, toxic relationships and trauma, and me coming from abusive relationships as well, I do get it, right? So, and I've been coaching for over 15 years, so I do have some expertise in this field. So first off, I am going to say regarding the Amber side of things. Okay, first of all, I have been watching some of the court live TV and watching everything that she's saying. And energetically, I just feel a lot of what she's saying isn't true. There is just so much inconsistency in her recollection of things, how she's describing things. To me, I just don't buy it. And I feel like we as humans, we have a internal antenna, don't we, to certain things where we can feel truth and we can feel when someone's lying. And I feel so much of what she is saying isn't true. But I do believe that some of what she is saying happened, but not quite in the way that she said it. And let me explain. A lot of what she is talking about, and I'm not going to go into details, guys, because like I say, I haven't been watching it in detail to talk about it in detail, but I'm going to talk it in a general sense, right? What I do see when I'm looking at her describe her situation is I am sure that there were times where she felt emotionally destabilized by how he was responding, how he was acting, what he was doing. The one thing that that does stick out is when he would walk away from her and want to have time alone and just shut, you know, walk away. Now, if you're someone that does have a lot of trauma, and this is what I'm getting to with her, because I do believe she has so much inner child trauma or something playing out. When someone walks away from you, it absolutely can send you like crazy. Even though you know you want them to almost have that space, it's like there's a part of you that just can't let them walk off because no. It's just activates something. And I say this because I've been in relationships like that where I've been trying to talk to the guy and he just was walking away. And it used to send me crazy when I was in my own wounding and stuff. Yeah, I never punched him and started bashing him up like presumably that, you know, according to Johnny, what Amber did. But I definitely understand that feeling of someone walking away. So, and then him reacting in certain ways. So I think there is some truth in what she is saying in the descriptions, but I don't believe that he did what she says, because the way in which she describes it, recollects it, recalls it, I should say, it's just so inconsistent with how you would really be acting and feeling if you were facing someone that is beating you up and giving you done the things that she's claiming he's done. So much inconsistency. When she stands on the stand, and she's talking, when she was describing their relationship and she's describing those early days, she's talking about it joyously and happily and in this kind of like upbeat manner. And he did this for me and it was the most beautiful relationship and it was this and it was that. And to me, that, how are you talking in that manner when you're there traumatized from a really toxic situation? You don't go into that kind of like breezy remembering state. You're still quite traumatized, which is, like, when I get to Johnny's bit, that's how he seems, right? It's very, very just, it just doesn't add up. The other things, of course, people have said is when they went to that first trial in the UK, apparently none of this came out. It's more that she's gathered information or added information on as time's gone on to make a case. And I feel that, you know, that is what's happening. And when I see her in court, I see a lot of forced tears. Like, I don't think there are any tears, but a lot of forced emotion coming up. She's not crying and behaving like someone that has really been, you know, wounded the way she describes. And it's very evident. And then reading online, a lot of people are saying that when she describes these punches and she had to cover up her face with certain makeup, there are chat shows or certain events that she was on the very next day where she looked immaculate and perfect and acted in a particular way that represented no battered woman syndrome whatsoever. So, of course, there's all that. Like I say, I don't know enough about it to go into it, but I'm just sort of throwing out what I energetically, emotionally feel, because I feel like I'm a good read of people, like really amazing. Like, I will say that myself, like I can pick people even, and I will say this, guys, just throw this bit in. Even in my toxic relationships, when I wasn't even evolved or awake as I am now, there was always this instinct that something was wrong, like with that particular person. I would always know, right? So I've always had that sixth sense. I just listen to it now. So going back to the trial, and that's what I see in Amber. I see this woman that has clearly got a lot of inner child trauma, clearly got a lot of wounding, has managed to use her looks and her acting skills to get certain things in her life that she needs to get. And I think obviously it's all come and undone now, because I don't think for a second she thought he was ever going to come up with this case and sue her. And I think this is why she's like in sort of shock, but it would definitely be activating all that trauma. Now, that psychologist, if you're watching it, there was a psychologist on Johnny's side that got on the stand, and she said she did all these tests with her and she believes that she's got borderline personality disorder, and she represents as some other disorder. I can't remember which one it was, but personality disorder, essentially. And I'm not a qualified psychologist, halfway there, but I would say that that is possible, that she does have some personality disorder, because the way she flips in and out of almost personalities on the stand, the way she can seem really happy, then really sad, and it's all kind of over the place, which is consistent with borderline personality disorder. But she's clearly traumatized as a woman. She's clearly, like I was saying, been able to sort of push it down and just put on this external front with life. And their dynamic would have pushed and activated her stuff to the surface. I'm not saying that she wasn't solely responsible for acting out and, you know, she had to be provoked in some way, but I do believe the dynamic of the two of them. So let me just go over to Johnny to sort of add this other half of the equation in. So with him, I'm team Johnny. Obviously, I can see that this guy is what he says he is. He's very consistent in what he says, very consistent in his recollection of things, and has been consistently the same story for the last 6 years. very calm on the stand. He seems really subdued and not wanting to really look at her. And I can honestly say that not looking at someone when you have been in a horrible situation is a real thing of trauma. Like, he just doesn't want to go back there. It's like, the pain, the remembering. Because when I was breaking up with my ex and it was really horrible, he was awful to me when I was still at the house and I couldn't even look at him. I just didn't want to look at him, and he would pick me up on it. Well, you can't even look at me. Ugh. And it's just trauma. And so the fact that he finds it hard to sort of look her way and doesn't want to, he's a guy who's gone through a lot of shit. He owns his issues with alcoholism. I don't know if it's alcoholism or just he likes to drink a lot, but his drugs, his drinking, he owns it. He says, look, I'm not perfect. I've got this going on. I've got that going on. And I think her erratic behavior and how she's very controlling, that massive fear of abandonment, obviously was just way too intense and crazy. And together, there's this kind of like dynamic playing out with each other. When she talks about he was jealous and this was going on, that was going on, maybe that can be true as well, that he wasn't perfect. And maybe he did give her a hard time about certain things because, you know, he's got his parents. He's got this childhood where he had an aggressive mother that was awful to the father. He witnessed a lot of that. So he's got that baggage. There's also like a 20-year age gap, right? So, you know, she was in her 20s, not saying that, you know, sort of given that as an excuse, but we don't know who the heck we are in our 20s, right? And this all could be coming up with her huge time, and he's a lot older in that sense. So you're kind of like, what the hell? Like, it's almost like older and wiser looking in going, what's happened? Like, and he just could not deal with it, which anyone couldn't. But what I'm saying is sometimes if you're both young, these relationships can sort of thrash out together in an even more unhealthier way, if that makes sense. Whereas he was just trying to exit and say, look, this isn't okay. And then her abandonment issues went off and just messy. But I feel her writing what she did about him and bringing all that in, and then that is where it's all stepped over the line. I just feel like she has to take responsibility for her side of things and own the fact that she's got a shitload of trauma going on that was going on way before she met him. That, you know, being with someone like him is activating and triggering. Their dynamic clearly is one that is just, you know, I would say that they'd have a ton of chemistry too, because you generally do have a ton of chemistry with people that trigger and push you the most, right? So that would have been the draw on why they got attracted to each other. But she has to also, you know, I almost just want her to just apologize and to say, look, I don't know, I just want to end this, like I did the wrong thing or something. I don't think that's going to happen, of course. And I wonder how she'll do on the stand being cross-examined next week. I almost feel like she's going to have a tantrum and storm off or something. It's going to be very hard for her to regulate her emotions when she's being cross-examined. I think she's going to get tongue-tied. I don't think she's going to be able to, you know, when you're lying, you can't remember, you get muddled. And I don't even believe that she actually understands or believes that she's full on lying, because in her mind, he has caused trauma to her. In her mind, he has caused her to behave in a way that is just so not her. This is what she would be thinking. She has behaved in ways that is just so not herself, which she'd be thinking. And she would be thinking, he did this to me. He caused all this to me. And so I feel like that is something that is going to have to be addressed. It's just going to be interesting, right, to see what really happens. So that is just my very, very quick little bit on the Amber Heard and Johnny trial. Like I say, I don't know enough about it because I haven't watched enough of it and probably not interested enough on it to watch it in detail, because it is people's lives we're talking about here. And it doesn't matter how much money they've got, how successful they are. There's a lot of trauma playing out here, right? And so I feel like this is, you know, not a good thing anyway, no matter what. So that is all I'm gonna say on the matter. I am sitting here near the window and you probably heard a ton of birds fly by. So I'm going to apologize for that because to edit all this out will just not work. So, but yes, guys, let me know what you think on all of this. It is interesting, isn't it? And look, I will also say, I think why there's such an interest in it is because we have all been in some toxic situation in our life to varying degrees, right? Not all of us, but most of us. And we can relate to this. We can relate to us going a little bit crazy, behaving in, you know, bizarre ways and doing things we shouldn't do. And I feel like, you know, this is why there's interest here. You see these two people that, you know, are sort of externally beautiful people with a lot of success and a lot of wealth. And we think, wow, it's even happening to them. And you think it can only happen, to certain groups of people or something. But you know what? No. When you got trauma, when you got pain, it plays out in varying degrees in your relationships. And I feel like this is, you know, when we are watching it, we can see a lot of ourselves in different scenarios, right? But I think it's also important to highlight that abuse and all of this does happen to guys and not just women. And I know this for a fact as well, because I've witnessed something like this long time ago when I was really young. A girlfriend of mine was married and she was a girlfriend at the time. I was only friends with her for a few years because, you know, I got to see some things, but she was so abusive to her partner. And I would always just be shocked how she would speak to him. I would just be like, what? How can she speak to him like that? Because I was so young, I didn't pay too much attention. But I remember that just got really yucky and he ended up leaving her, I think, or she left, something happened. But it does happen, right? And I feel like this case is bringing a lot of things to people's attention. And, you know, and I will quickly say on the teams that they've got working for them on that trial, of course, Johnny's team seems super professional and calm and able to say things in a really concise manner, whereas I feel Amber's team are just fumbly and not as professional. And I don't know what that's about. It's just really bizarre to witness as well, because it's like, why can't you have a team that's actually more professional? I just didn't connect with that team as well. So that's interesting, isn't it? Again, who knows? So that's my take on it. I will say I don't feel that he is going to necessarily win the case, as in get 50 million or whatever it is in that sense, be only because there only has to be one juror that disagrees or something, you know, and so that could, you know, mess it up. But I do feel that he's won already, because this coming out has just been an eye opener. But I know there's a lot of hate towards her in the media and a lot of love for him. Even myself, I feel quite triggered by her, because I don't know, I've never liked her actually. Like, I'm gonna be honest, like from years ago, I used to say I don't even want to watch that Aquaman, I don't like that actress, I just, something about her I can't put my finger on. But you know, there's a part of me, the empath in me, that also feels like this is a woman that's really troubled. So you know, I don't want bad on her either. I just think, look, let's just, you know, get this over with, and just hoping that there's a positive outcome, and you know, hopefully he does win or the case. But I doubt that can happen based on, I don't know, like I say, what I've read as well, people are saying it's quite hard to prove defamation, but who knows, he could very well win. And you know, but he's won already, right? So that's my take on it, guys. And so I apologize about those birds, because I am sitting here trying to close the window, but it's like they're at the front window here. I'm going to love you and leave you. Just to remind you, if you would like to work with me, I have my coaching program, Heal and Evolve, one-to-one, helping you get over a breakup, helping you end any toxic patterns you have in your life so you can ultimately find the love of your life. It is a program where we go deep. It is awesome. And it's the program for you. If you want to transform your relationships, DM me. Let's have a conversation. Let's book that free call and see if we are a good fit. All right, guys, have an amazing day. Please share this podcast, leave me a review, and I will be back in a couple of days with a new podcast.